Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
I look up and the whole room's spinning. You take my cares away. I get so overcomplicated. People tell me to medicate. Feel my blood running. Swear the sky's falling. I don't know if this shit's fabricated. Time goes by and I can't control my mind. Don't know what else to try. Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing. And all I gotta keep on breathing. Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing. And all I gotta keep on breathing. Sometimes it's hard to find my way up into the clouds. Doing it up, they can be so loud. So complicated. All I need is to see your face.
Another Wednesday afternoon, great song to kick us off. But guess what? Irene's back. Irene, you've been AWOL for a few weeks. Where on earth have you been?
Well, I have had to hide a little bit because of the medical bits and pieces, but I have got some fabulous energy coming to me from where I am at the moment, which does nothing but help me get along with everything that's happening to me. And I'm in the Cancer Society's lodge in Hamilton. And it is the most amazing place. I'm going to post a whole pile of pictures. But you've got your own private room with an ensuite. You get nutritional meals, so very simple, like lunch with carrot and ginger soup or tomato soup with bread. So that's my first meal, so we'll wait and see. So the meals are simple, which is what they should be. You know, this is being run on people's donations. All the people here are volunteers. None of them are getting big, you know, $100,000 K plus salaries like some of these other institutions, so-called institutions are. They're all just, you know, 50-year-old guy who retired because he did so well in his business. He had enough money and didn't need any more. And he's here driving the van that gets you to and from the hospital, you know. So they have a van that runs on the hour, backwards and forwards to get people to whatever they've got to do at the hospital. And it's just so well run. It's beautiful. It's charming. Lots of gardens everywhere. It's not over the top. It's not ostentatious. It's just what is needed and comfortable and pleasant. And so I'm a big, big supporter of the Cancer Society again. I can see that they genuinely take your donation and make it work for you. And offer you a fantastic service. So just love it. Absolutely love it.
Talking about that, isn't it Daffodil Day soon, or has Daffodil Day been? Because that all of those donations go to the Cancer Society, don't they? And you're right, yeah. To upkeep their buildings and just, as you say, it needs to be comfortable. Doesn't need to be posh. It needs to be comfortable and practical for what people need.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, I had to bring my own sheets and pillowcases and towels because they don't have enough people to be able to supply this laundry service. But they do have a laundry here, so that if you are here long term, which some people are, I'm only in here for a couple of days, but some people are here long term, and they can go and wash everything up in the laundry and dry it. And you know, they have to pay a couple of bucks just like you do at any laundromat or somewhere else. So, I mean, the whole thing is so professionally done with consideration that it, yeah, just loved every minute of it.
And I think sometimes, you know, when we hear all the doom and gloom in the media in regards to our shortage of doctors and shortage of health professionals and everything else, I mean, which we are, we know, but to know that some of the support we get is pretty amazing. You know, like that's also, we have Daffodil House, I think, is it in Auckland? And there will be other places around New Zealand as well. And, you know, having that support, but also out of the goodness of everybody's heart, absolutely, so that they can survive.
Mm, yeah. And I must say the Waikato Hospital is incredibly well run as well. I mean, I've heard so many complaints about them, but I just find the staff to be so good and the whole management thing is so great that you're going to have to excuse me. Sorry, need to go.
So Irene's going around to have a look around that little room she's got that while she's helping her out. And the other place that I also have just been or heard about lately is Ronald McDonald House. I mean, I haven't just heard about it because I know about it, but in regards to having somebody in there and also the amazing service that they run, you know, for, well, especially, you know, mums that, in my case, it's mum that it's that baby's not so great, and so in Starship, and of course they've got to have somewhere to stay, and so again, you know, the likes of Ronald McDonald House and the support that they give, you know, mums when they, or families, should I say, not just mums, families that need it when their child is in Starship. So really some great support when we think about it. And it's interesting, you know, as we do think about these things and, you know, that we're so lucky in the whole scheme of things. And there are times, you know, that we are going to hear those grumbles and jumbles and everything's not going to go right. But actually, there are also times where we have that amazing support. But all that support really is on the generosity of everybody in New Zealand that decides to give to those particular charities that really help us out when we are in need for that. But we'd love to hear your stories as well. Where have you been when you actually have needed some support with some health issues and that has, you know, something that has really worked for you? Because, you know, those are the most common ones, aren't they? We know the Cancer Society has amazing cases. We know most people that have will know about Ronald McDonald House, but I'm sure there's lots of others that we actually don't know about that, you know, have that great service to everybody. Yeah. So you're experiencing your little room there, Irene, for a couple of days. And so as we do this, that's the other thing that happens, isn't it? Suddenly they become our support again. And, you know, if I'm going to buy that extra daffodil. Why? Because I know that you're using it and that, that's an amazing service. So isn't that how it works a lot of the time when we know that something really works and is a charity and really focused as a charity, we don't mind actually donating to them.
Something that's genuine, and we can all rest assured that it is genuine, which is, I mean, I used to donate a lot to charity and I just got fed up with being ripped off, but not again. I'll put it all back into Cancer Society now. I just love what they're doing and love the people here, you know, and they're just ordinary down-to-earth people like anybody else.
And it's funny, we don't have to wait for the day that it comes out. Like, I mean, as soon as you said, you know, Cancer Society, boom, I went Daffodil Day. And I mean, it is spring and the daffodils are out, so it must be around this time of the year. Actually, do you know what? I don't really know. But it must be, can't be too far off around this time of the year because when all the daffodils are out. But we can donate any time, and I think we forget that, you know?
Yeah, the daffodils are out in force. There are big, big bunches of daffodils on every table down in the dining room.
It's wow.
Down here. And this morning I went for a walk around the Hamilton Lake. Oh, how beautiful is that place, you know? I won't recommend going into the city centre. I think that's pretty thick. But, you know, you go for a walk around the Hamilton Lake, they have put a boardwalk in the whole way around the lake. So where they didn't have council property that they could use, i.e. private property came too close to the lake, they put the boardwalk going across the water itself, you know?
Yeah.
So you can walk totally around that lake now. And it is so lovely. It is so pleasant. The beautiful birds and ducks and swans and just about everything you can imagine. It's a gorgeous walk. It's only 3.5 Ks.
Go the Tron.
Sorry?
Go the Tron. Wow. Doing some amazing things down there.
Yeah, I know. I know. I think, yeah, I think it's this. I mean, I lived here for 20 years and I cannot find my way around. It is just so different than what it was when I was here in the 80s. That's way back in the 80s. So, you know, a long time ago.
That's like 45 years ago, Irene.
Yes, I know. I know. I know. Well, there you go. So I don't recognize, I mean, anything. I lived here for 20 years. I don't recognize anything. So tomorrow I'm going to walk up down the street where I owned a house. I had a great big old manse, up there, which I was renovating and where my girls grew up, spent most of their teenage years. So I want to walk down Marama Street and see if the house is still there. And it's not far away from here. So, I just hope I'm healthy enough and I can do the walk tomorrow and I'll go check out and see what's the old homestead's there. It probably will still be there, but I won't recognise it.
It'll be surrounded by a whole lot of other houses. It's interesting kind of going back, isn't it, when you haven't been to somewhere for years and years and suddenly, you know, the whole place has exploded and it's larger and there's just more houses everywhere and everything else and you go and try and find your own and then there'll be the odd time where actually it will look exactly the same as you just left it.
I was just going to say that the second house that I bought in Hamilton, I drove past it one day. I was just flying through Hamilton for some reason and had a stop and I said, oh, I'll just drive past Cape down Casey's Ab and see if my little house, a little cottage, which I built and put in a white picket fence all the way. I always wanted a house with a white picket fence. So I had this little house and my friend and I put this white picket fence across the front lawn and I drove past and there it was exactly the same with the white picket fence, well maintained, well looked after, big section, hasn't been subdivided, it's all still there. Just loved it. Absolutely gorgeous, yeah.
Actually, the other thing in Hamilton, if anybody's passing through, the Hamilton Gardens, and you know, I keep saying that I should stop in when I'm down there. Well, both Jeff and I do keep saying that, and we still haven't. So we really must make an effort to do that, because I hear from anybody that's been, or everybody that's been, they're amazing. So I think we all need to make an effort to stop in and go and have a look at the Hamilton Gardens as well. Have you been there? I presume you must have been there.
I did.
You haven't either?
No, I have. I went there about 5 or 6 years ago. I'd done a hike somewhere, and when we came back, there's a lovely cafe in the gardens. And so we decided we were all going to meet there and have lunch and go for a walk through the gardens at the end of our hike. And I wasn't impressed.
Oh.
It might have been the time of the year. I mean, for a start, Japanese gardens are amazing, right? They're just the most amazing gardens. And what they've done in Hamilton is they've got loads of different countries. You know, they've got a Japanese garden, and it was some, I think, a Mexican garden and that sort of thing. And I wasn't impressed. I wasn't impressed. I thought, stick to New Zealand native, you know? Get New Zealand native in there. And
a Mexican garden. I mean, do you know, as soon as you said a Mexican garden, my mind directly went to cactuses.
Exactly.
Yes. Exactly. Okay.
But I mean, cactuses are absolutely stunningly beautiful things, but only for a very short, very, very short period of time. When they all go into flower, it's the most beautiful flower you can ever imagine, but it lasts for 1 week. So how can you have a Mexican garden that's an all-year attraction, you know?
Actually, so, you know, that's the problem.
Grown up, so.
Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of the gardens, isn't it? It's when you actually go and see them. We've got a garden ramble coming up where's that? That must be in Coatesville that I saw an advertisement come through and, you know, rambling through some of those gardens, and I think it must be in November. So you're right, selecting just the right time to go and see the gardens when they're in all their glory, yeah.
And let's face it, Kiwis are fantastic gardeners, you know, and they have the most beautiful gardens. And just creating these wild and wonderful gardens that are just let run riot. You don't have to prune them and weed them. Just let them go. And every season they come up with their own bunch of, you know, beauty. And to me, that's the best thing in New Zealand, when you see these gardens where these people just have known how to throw the seeds and just let them all work together. And it's just gorgeous. I've tried to do that a couple of times, but I'm not terribly good at it.
Do you know, on the way down the motorway, now they did this many years ago as a trial, and I was quite sad actually that they didn't continue it, but they had all the wildflowers down the middle of the motorway. So this was out of Auckland. I think it was past the Bombays, wasn't it, or something, or I don't know, somewhere South Auckland heading towards Hamilton. And what an amazing display. Do you know, and I'm sure I could guarantee you, and I would have loved to actually know the research of that, to whether it did slow people down ever so slightly, that we just actually took a moment to breathe and, you know, enjoy the scenery. And it's such a shame that it wasn't kept up.
I wonder why they didn't. I remember that. And the daffodils, they used to just come up and grow wild all over the place. And why did they stop doing that? I remember that. It was beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it did, it just kind of, I don't know, I'm sure the whole research around it was that it just slowed people down a bit and calmed them down, I'm not quite sure. Maybe we'll try and dig up that information. Or if any of you out there know about that or were part of that that project, we'd love to actually know, you know, what, well, I presume the reason they don't do it now is just because of cost, but I don't know. I think once you just throw them in there, you know, that they're going to grow back all themselves anyway. But
yeah, and they just keep, yeah. Wildflowers just keep reseeding themselves. These people that have their wildflower gardens and that, they don't weed them or do anything. They just let them keep reseeding themselves.
Yeah, I know. And it's, you know, and like you said, the bulbs and the daffodils and stuff, they just keep popping up just like they do all of the time. You know, each year, there they are, they're popping up again. And sometimes, I don't know if you've found that as well, but sometimes the different times of the year they come and you think, well, it's not even spring. I mean, when you think about it, we've had daffodils here now for, oh, probably a good 6 weeks, you know, and you kind of think, wow, they're popping up in the middle of winter. So we must be warming up for all of the kind of flowers that used to wait until spring to really kind of pop their heads up to be coming out in winter. Yeah, a bit bizarre, isn't it? Actually, the other thing, Irene, that I did this weekend was get my strawberries ready. And so, again, we've always struggled with strawberries for some reason, but any strawberry that we do grow, the birds love. And they'll get to them first, even though we've got nets over them. But this year we have redone all of the beds. We have put little irrigation in below their roots so that they'll have lots of water. And we have netted that down so tightly that when in October, usually it's kind of mid-October that the strawberry plants start fruiting. But yeah, so we've got them all ready, and I am hoping this year for an amazing crop of strawberries. And if I get them, I'll share a few with you. If the birds do not get under that netting again.
I am going to be back up in Auckland soon, so you better. And I'll be looking forward to some of those beautiful blue eggs as well.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, who's enjoying our oranges at the moment are the little wax eyes and the twoies. I go to get an orange off the tree and the damn thing's empty. It's a lovely shell and there's nothing. And not a little scarlet of anything left inside where the little wax eyes have been going in there and getting all the orange out, which they love. So, yeah, we're having a little bit of a fight at the moment with who's going to eat the oranges first. But, yeah, great time of the year, you know. But veggie gardens-wise, spinach. Spinach is about it of late. And that's not growing that great this year. But
oh, really? Wow.
I know, it usually grows like anything.
It's interesting that the twoies and the wax eyes get that inside the orange and leave all the shell there and just eat. That's incredible.
Maybe I'll take some photos and pop them up as well, because it's just quite frustrating. When you kind of go to pick one, you think, this looks ready, and boom, there's nothing in there. But hey, we love to share. You know, you've always got to share, but it's always the nice, juicy, sweet ones that they think are the best ones to share as well. So,
well, they're very good at picking them out then, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, hey, listen, that's all we've got time for today. So why don't you tell us your story of, again, just a reminder what we've been talking about, that where you've been supported somewhere and with some charity because of a health issue. We'd love to hear about all of those around the country. They do amazing jobs. So let's hear about them and celebrate those charities that are really out there to help us and support us. Hey guys, we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Just to see.